Hello, masters of the internet. It is I, Vega. Well, you've probably been mad at lately, I'm sorry. But I'm back. And, yes, the episodes are very out of whack. But yeah, I think I should just get rid of the whole Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and just put up 3 episodes per week. Randomly. Whatever. I don't know. But, I'm back, and I'm here. And today, I will be talking about resentiment, which scared me. But not in the horror, way, but in the, why am I still reading this? In fact, I should name this episode, Why Am I Still Reading This? Because I did start volume 2 recently. And, yeah, I gotta get 3 and so. But, yeah, besides that, got some news. And today is when I'm going to announce the contest! What contest? The Scott Pilgrim contest, of course. A few episodes back, I reviewed Scott Pilgrim. And if you didn't listen to that review, go listen to it. And if you have listened to it, are you reading it? Come on, are you? Don't you think it's good? I got my boyfriend into Scott Pilgrim this week. He's like, man, this shit's awesome. He has my volume 2 and... The problem is, I actually feel like reading volume 2, and I'm mad, because there's my favorite scene in it. I know, it's just a random, out of the blue scene. Scott and Ramona are on the bus, and he's like, I wrote a song for you. She's like, oh, really? Then he's like, it goes like this, Ramona, 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 then it breaks down like, dee-doo-doo-dee-doo. Then it goes like, Ramona, Ramona, wicked Ramona, Ramona, ah, Ramona. I can't wait to hear it. And I don't know why I like that one scene. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's just random thrown out there. Probably because I imagine myself actually having that conversation with someone. Me being a songwriter, of course. Because I used to make crap, weird songs about people I knew all the time back in the day. Yeah, there was this old hobby. And I still have the piano. But... anyway, let's start out with some news. I got some feedback, too. Some horrible feedbacks. And a thank you and shout out. Alright. Okay, first up, Harold. Thank you for sending me the Haruhi light novels. Ah, you're so awesome. He said no need to thank you, but, I have to. You make me happy. And now for a less than savory email from someone named... What's this guy's name? Ninja One. I'm going to read this in the way I think he might talk. Sound. Whatever. I totally did not steal this from another podcast. Alright. I think this is my first troll mail as well. This is like a milestone. Kind of like my first voicemail from that guy in that state that I forgot. Alright. Ha ha! Naruto's too busy to answer, but you get Lucky! Lucky! Not Lucky. Lucky! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And I'm like, say what? I didn't answer him, say what. I'm just like, what is he referring to? I... Troll! And then someone's like, there are 2 Japanese versions of American cartoons! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. When did I say there wasn't? What are you talking about? Like that Ninja Turtles, or that Powerpuff Girls. Well, anyway, I have no idea where this guy came from. It's kind of scary. Speaking of scary, someone sent me a whole freestyle rap to me. Like... a love thing. And I have no idea who this guy is. Period. A complete stranger. Out of nowhere. Sent it to me. And I'm like, does someone have an e-crush on me? Is someone like e-stalking? Gah! But it was a nice gesture, but I have someone and that kind of scared me. I'm sorry, it kind of scared me. Oh well. Let's get to some news. Alright. I'm sure all of you already heard of Comic-Con getting Tita Kubo. Now, that's all well and good, But of course, some people are like, why not an anime convention? Well, I kind of see the whole, you know, manga is a comic too. It's just from Japan. Why the heck not? Why not at San Diego Comic-Con? And plus, he'll be a big draw-in, but do San Diego Comic-Con really need a big draw-in? But then again, it's not their hugest draw-in, because most people there are comic fans. They're comics. And mostly also Renaissance geeks, geeks of all trades, like I am, but some of them are just comics. But I don't know. Why not Anime Expo? WTF. But I guess they're just trying to, you know, put manga more into people who don't have manga. I mean, at Anime Expo, everyone knows who he is. Everyone's gonna crowd him. Everyone's familiar. At Comic-Con, I guess less people are familiar with manga, and it's a good way to promote manga over there in a comic convention setting. But it kind of sucks that he's not coming to East Coast. I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, just, Tide Kubo coming here. Besides, everyone will be out of the way, and the con will be, like, at least a good 2,000 less people. But, I don't know. I'm not sure if I would get his autograph, because I'm not a huge Bleach fan. I really only watched 2 seasons of anime, and those are the only 2 good seasons. The only parts you should watch of Bleach, and then it just dropped the ball and it began to suck. I'm gonna do a whole episode on what the fuck happened to Bleach. I'm gonna name it that. What the fuck happened to Bleach? It's official. Gurren Lagann, Sci-Fi, July 28th. I am happy. The dub cast isn't revealed, but I can't wait to find out. I prefer to sub, and I'm planning on buying the sub DVDs because I don't really care about a dub because I love it that much, but I want to compare. You know, I'll probably talk about that. Of course, the biggest news is the Bandai Visual USA liquidation by September. Folding up. It's leaving. It's gone. And I'm sure a lot of you were singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, or something like that. Well, now it's going to be with Bandai Entertainment. And, well, I think it's going to be good. I mean, Bandai, they actually have normal price stuff, and maybe they'll release the things Bandai Visual have in normal prices. But will we ever see Shigofumi? Will we ever see those other 2 anime that I hate that people are clamming for? I think True Tears and Sola they had. But, oh well. With the way they handled things, no one's going to miss them. Seriously. And, face it, they actually failed. They thought their rigid Japanese way of doing things and marketing and pricing and such would work everywhere. It doesn't work everywhere. I think they learned something. I hope they learned something. Oh well. Bye-bye, Bandai Viz.
31 seconds, and we're gone for auto-sequence start.
Lesbian pirates from outer space. Do you really... I mean, with a name like that, would you really avoid this? It's done in kind of the old-school 50s B-movie type plot with the pop art of that time. You know, kind of like the comics back time, but it has more of a... Like, a lot of artists did that whole pop art phase. One of my favorite parts. Yeah, it's silly. Don't take it seriously, just ride with the silliness, and if you like lesbians, then there you go. They're in space! And lesbians. And pirates! Alright, now, here is the review of the episode, Resentment. What the fuck do I say about something like this? Oh my god, why am I still reading this? I'm not sure whether to say it's... go out and read this, it's in Scanlation, or, avoid this like the plague. It makes me feel strange and weird inside. This manga is not pretty. Not in attitude, not in look. OMG. I mean, I do, the art is great. It's just, it's not your typical, hello, I'm a bishy boy. I have soft skin and eyelashes. Hi, I'm a cutesy girl. I wear floppy socks and little skirts. It's not like that. It's like, I think this is too, well, it's not, I can't say it's too real, but this is, oh my god. Alright, it's set in the near future, 2015, or 16, I think 15. And it centers around this guy who's coming up on 30. In fact, he is 30. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, I bet a lot of you listening are like still teenagers, so 30 seems old. Only got 8 more years left. I'm scared. Okay, 30 isn't old. And I'm only saying that because I know people over 30 are probably listening to this. Or coming up on it. Well, I still got 8 years. Woohoo! But anyway. He is a loser. He is an ugly loser. He is fat. He is balding. He has glasses. He is short. He is icky looking. He looks like a blob. Some facial hair. The only time he gets to touch a woman or fuck a woman is when he uses his yearly bonus at Soapland. You know, a place where you bathe for prostitutes and fuck them. He works a dead-end job in a paper printing place, whatever. And he sucks. Everyone thinks he sucks. The upper management think he sucks. He's just a playing-around crap guy. And yet, he's the hero of this story. Or maybe I shouldn't say hero. Maybe I should just say, situation fodder. So he's the situation fodder for this manga. And he also has this friend who works in the factory with him. And he's into virtual reality, because this is the future. You now could have VR in your home, put on the helmet, put on the gloves, put on whatever else. And it costs a lot of money, of course. You hook it up into your PC, and now dating sims are in VR. I'm sure a lot of you dating sim players really hope this can happen in the near future. I mean, I bet even the Warcraft years, they're like, yeah, Warcraft VR, fuck yeah! It's that type of world. And so, being that they're both pretty much super losers, one's a bit otaku about this, introduces him to the world of the VR dating sim. And, you know, he has savings because he barely spends any money. He buys his own. He picks up this strange disc he found, like, on the floor. And buys it, of course. And so, he gets home and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna try this out. Beautiful girl. Nice beach. Little hut. She's nice. But then she's like, okay, but I kinda like someone else. And then he's like, what? Even in a sim, why won't you love me? Show me your poo nanny! My poo nanny? Show me it! Show me your poo nanny! And he just gets crazy and you think it's gonna become a rape manga, but she bites him and gets away and he destroys shit and he goes crazy because all he wants is,
I just want bang bang bang! I don't want a relationship! I just want bang bang bang! I don't want to know your name! I just want bang bang bang!
So he's kind of pissed off at his product now. And, you know, after some talk with his friend, he gets way back into it and figures this shit out. And basically, it's a crash tutorial in how to do a VR dating sim in the future. Some things that are funny about this, Shibuya is now like the new Akihabara, and Akihabara is like Shibuya now, and things switch around like that. And basically, you figure out more. This is just really a big setup towards the whole world and what you can do, how you go online, and how going online is way different in this type of universe. In the VR world online, anyway, some of it's kind of similar to the real world, of course. And so Kiku gets sick a little bit. They search for a doctor in one storyline, and then in another, near the end, after, you know, trying to fuck her again. And he doesn't have an e-penis. Yeah, literally. No e-penis. You have to buy something extra to do that. sorry, this is just too hilarious, because it's in his room naked. Fat naked, going to, you know, get some E-sax, and he can't get it still. The girl, though, let's call her the Chobit, because I don't know why, but I'm kind of reminded of Chobits while reading this, because of the whole, found a mysterious disc, let's play with it. Wow, the bite mark she gave me was real. There's something special about this. Yes, the Chobit thing. I'm sorry, reminds me of Chobits. Maybe that's why I'm still reading this, despite the, well, ill. Dude, I never seen someone fart through their balls in manga. What the fuck? It's kind of rough, but I know I haven't even reached the tip of the iceberg, I guess. But it's not rough as in, like, say you can't see someone get tentacle raped in manga or something, but rough in the, he's commenting on how ugly a lot of people are. It's true. I take the train. Everyone's ugly. But then again, they probably think the same thing of me. I don't want to see that in manga. Yes, it's the whole escape from realism, but the manga is too much real. Or something. I suck. Fuck it. You know, if you get what I was trying to say, good. If you don't, yeah, fuck it. But, also, new challenger. In chapter 10, a new character who is a female, works for the company. And you can already tell that this is going to be the real life love interest. Although she's pretty, well, not, I don't know. This mangaka. Let me look up who this mangaka is again. Kengo Hanazawa. I don't think he could draw women well. Well, I guess some women, but Tsukiko, the girl on the island, Takuro, who's the main character's, you know, e-girlfriend, isn't that cute to me. And neither is Hagao, who comes later in the manga. And you could tell that, oh, love interest, real-life love interest at that. I mean, Nagao has some huge-ass lips, man, like, Bula Bula lips. Oh my god. Well, none of the characters are attractive in real life. Takuro's friend who got him into this mess made himself look like some sort of bishy boy. So, and he has an actual harem. Dude, he's living the harem anime dream. All you fans out there that like your Love Hina and Sister Princess or insert harem of the week flavor show here, he's what you might become. He's what you probably want to be. I'm sorry, but no. Well, what about a real life harem? Kind of like what Ataru and Yurusei Yatsura always wanted. Yes, a harem of fangirls. But nah, they'll get annoying. A harem of hot, bishonen long-haired guys. Who are also geeks, so I actually have stuff to talk to them with. I'm content with just having one. One lovely one. Heart shape. But anyway, back to resentment. With her entrance, like I said, it's pretty obvious, and Shakuro's kind of beat up because, you know, he's getting out the game. He put her out into the real world, which is the online universe. And to find that special someone that she talks about sometimes, that guy that, you know, she thinks is for her or programmed to once fell in love with her something. But really, can that be if she's just a game disc? A VR girl or whatever? Thus, I'm going to read chapter 2. Now, well, not chapter 2, volume 2, I mean. Now, I recommend this if... Well, tell the truth, when I started reading this wasn't what I was expecting. I was expecting one of those otaku stories or whatever. I mean, the art's good. I like the detailed backgrounds and everything. Kind of reminds me of Kyo Shimoku. The people are drawn very... not... kind of gag-like in a way, but also kind of, but it's not bad art, it's not ugly art, it's just the people are ugly. It's not, because the bishy boy is kind of, like, cool. Good layout. I like the story. It's just, I don't think this is going to be for everyone. But I suggest at least giving it a tryout. Besides, it's only in Scanlation, so it's not like you're going to have to go to Borders and pay $10. I wonder who would license this, though. I could see Delray picking this up, but they'll have to put, like, I don't know, a sticker on it. Parental advisory sticker. Especially for the Punani part. I have to admit, I haven't heard the term Punani in, like, forever. Not since the 90s or so. But, who can I recommend this for? If you like your manga to be unrealistic, bishy, shonen, shoujo, magical, schoolgirl, everyone's beautiful, even the ugly pretty girl nerd who's supposed to be ugly is beautiful. If you like stuff like that, you won't like this because it's not pretty. This is not a pretty manga. This is not beautiful in any sort of way. I mean, wow. I never seen anyone fart in anime. What the fuck? I mean, funner than manga. What the fuck? And that panel is just stuck in my head because it's right in the boxer crotch and you see his balls hanging out and you see a poof of air. Yes. I mean, ew. Ew. Well, despite the main character being ill and ew, this might just be my girl talking, but try it out. Try out at least the first volume. If you don't like the Chobits-like plot, if you do like the Chobits-like plot, you'll like it. But if you don't like the Chobits-like plot and basically stories about nerds, then don't. There you go. Now, as you've probably been waiting for, the winner of the Scott Pilgrim contest. Yes, I saved it for last, so you can listen through that whole resentment shit. I am evil. Wahaha! The winner is Jeffrey Voss. Yeah, it's Jeffrey with a G. Every time I see that, I want to pronounce it Geofree, but it sounds so Pokemon-ish. Anyway, alright, now that you heard it, send in your address. I'm going to also email this to you. That way I can ship this to you ASAP. Hopefully, watchly, since I get paid tomorrow. Definitely this week. Hoorays! Ah, man. I love this series. And I'm glad to spread it to someone else. I spread it to Jed, and he's like, oh, man, this is awesome. After he's done with them, well, he's have my fourth book. I'm going to let one of my other friends borrow them. I think my bro would be way into this. Yes, so there you go. The contest is over, and we have a successful winner. My first successful contest has been completed. Woohoo! And with that note, let's end this shit. Bye-bye. That was the Oda Gal Podcast. Go to vegataodagal.blogspot.com for all the links, show notes, and the videos. Don't forget to join up the forums and email me at vegataodagal@gmail.com or voicemail at 206-222-1902. And remember, everyone, there's no such thing as too much anime. Laters.